So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
So we're live, everybody. Welcome. It's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well today. Now, I'm looking a little bit red around the face. I've literally just got in from basketball, a little bit late getting back in today. Down at the basketball court, which was loads of fun, except I must remember to take my sun cream, otherwise I'm going to end up looking red all the time. But in this session today, I want to talk about money. It's the Mindset and Hustle Show, and in particular, I want to talk about your money mindset, because I've just got back in, I've just checked my email, and lo and behold, we've had an order come in, thank you very much, for one of my training courses. 27 quid, that's not bad, is it? 27 quid, I've been down at the basketball court, shooting hoops against Richard, shooting some crazy shots, despite not feeling very well, winning a couple of games. Nice. But I've been doing that whilst money's coming into the account. And this is the bit that we need to talk about, because you know, if you're not in a position where you've got something to sell right now, well, where are you making money while you're asleep? Where are you making money while you're busy living your life? And this is the bit about the money that I think we need to have an open discussion about, because people have these taboos around money. But, you know, like my mum always said, well, everyone has to work for money. And for most people, I would agree, because it's drilled in from school, from education, you know, everybody has to work for money. But the reality is that that's just not true. The reality is that some people, they make products and they sell the product and they don't have to deliver the product because it's already pre-made. I'm one of those people. And in fact, one of the things that we were saying to Richard down at the basketball court is you've got to position yourself as to, or imagine yourself as to, where do you want to be in 3 years' time? Where would you like that to be? So, for example, for me, it would be, you know, let's just chuck something out there. Say one course every week, and every week we're pushing a different course. And so we push all the marketing out. So this week it's rapid course creation. Next week it would be property sourcing. The following week would be podcast. The following week would be the business mastermind where you come out to Spain 3 times a year, whatever that happens to be. And so we're constantly pushing stuff and constantly adding value. But we can only do that if those products are actually created. And so this is the bit that most people kind of struggle with. And in fact, I think I've lost it, but I wrote down yesterday, got my computer reset like Windows does. And I wrote down 8 different types of income. And one of them is royalty income, where other people sell your training. One of them is like dividends, where you've got stocks and shares and they pay dividends every year or quarterly sometimes. Like I've got AT&T, they pay a 6% yield every year, but that gets paid quarterly. It doesn't sound like a lot, and it's not a lot, but 1.5% every quarter, it all adds up, you know. You've got £100,000 in there, you're getting paid £6,000 a year for nothing. Not as good compared to property, obviously, but, you know, you're supposed to mix and match it up, and I get that. But also, you should be having training. You should be having something that you've already pre-made that you can just sell. You don't have to sell a lot of them. If I only sell, let's say I only sell 4 products a month, okay, 27 quid each, it's £108, and you're like, £108, what's the point on that? Well, £108 times that by 12 is 1,300 quid. I'll take £1,300. If someone's going to give me £1,300 every year, it can go towards something. What is that going to go towards? You know, if you've got a £5,000 credit card, that's 4 years of selling something, your credit card's paid off without doing anything extra. And this is the conversation that we need to have right now, I think, because there we go, Mindset Hustle Show, put the wrong thing up there. But this is the conversation that we need to be having right now in terms of what are you doing to make money when you're asleep, when you're out playing basketball, when you're having a shower, when you're walking on the beach, while you're at work. Wouldn't it be nice while you're at work to come home and check your emails? I know you can check your emails at work, but wouldn't it be nice to come home and check your emails and find out that actually you've made more money at home than you had at work? Wouldn't that be nice? And I'm not saying that you even quit your job at that point, because I don't think that's what you should be doing at all just yet. But wouldn't it be nice if that's actually what happened? So absolutely, that's what you need to be doing. So this is where it's at, folks. This is, you know, you need to start creating some kind of product. And it's like, well, I don't know how to do it. And so rapid course creation, and the link's down below. Let me just put it on there as well. That's a really good way of doing it. That's a really good way of doing it. It's a way for you to get a product, but you can create something. You know, it could be 10 lessons, 5 modules. So it's 50 videos, and each video is 5 to 10 minutes long. And then once you've got the outline to it, and then you create the course, and you know, you create the course in 2 weeks. It shouldn't cost you anything to create the course because you've got all the equipment ready to go. And if you sell one or two a month, well, great. That's, you know, £54 every single month if it's a £27 product. 54 quid a month, £600 a year. What will that pay for? It's not a lot. I get that it's not a lot, but it's a start. And then what if you sell 4 in a month and then 10 in a month? 10 a month is £270. That's over £3,000 a year. That's a very nice holiday every single year. Or it's paying down, you know, over 10 years, that's £30,000 paid off. But we're not having this conversation. And I don't understand why people are not having this open conversation, either with their friends or their loved one or their families. Me and the wife, we discuss everything around money. I discuss it more than the wife does because she's not overly interested, okay? And I get excited by it. But then I surround myself with other people who are interested, mainly because they want to make more money. But I discuss money. I discuss it openly. We make decisions openly about what we're going to do and where the money's going to come from in order to buy the things that we want or have the lifestyle that we want. But we have an open and honest conversation. And then I go online and I read people who are hiding bills because they don't want the husband to find out that they've spent, you know, £2,000, or they don't want the wives to spend out, they've got a gambling problem. It's crazy. You're in this together. That's what, and being in a relationship or being in a family or being friends, that's what it's about, is helping bring people up to the standard so that other people are also able to make some money. So this is really important for you to start having this open and honest conversation. And if they don't want that open and honest conversation, that's a decision that you need to make. Me and my wife, we don't speak about everything. You know, I've got trades that are doing very well right now on Forex. She's got no interest in it at all. But we have a top-down view. We don't go into the nitty-gritty, but we have a top-down view of where we're going, where we want to go, what the funds will allow us to do, where the money needs to come in, how much it needs to go, what needs to happen this year. We've got it. It's all on budgets. We have a calendar in the kitchen that details where we're going to be, who we're going to be with. Like in March, wife is going over to see her family. I'm off to see one of my two children. And then I'm off to Portugal for a couple of days to go spend some time with a guy who's got a lot of properties. But we plan everything. She knows where I am, where I'm going to be. Tennessee, Nashville next year for the Funnel Hackers Life. It's on the calendar. Everything's discussed. We're looking at Christmas, how much we're going to spend, where we're going to spend it. And we're actually going to fly back on the 31st this year because of Brexit. You know, the borders closed basically at the end of the 31st. We're going to fly back and make sure we're actually where we want to be before those borders close, which is here in Spain. It should all be sorted out residential-wise anyway. But we want to do that. But everything is discussed. Everything is forecasted. And our money is forecasted too. And if you're not forecasting money, both one, for yourself, and two, for your partner and your family, you're going to have problems, okay? You're going to run into some sort of difficulty, and I don't want that. And now's the time to start having open and honest conversations with other people so that they are getting the benefit and you are getting the benefit, and you're both on the same team, you're both on the same tack. I watched Kobe Bryant's memorial thing a couple of days ago. Very difficult to watch, but I watched that. And Kobe's wife is, you know, Kobe died with his daughter, Gianna. She said, you know, we're still a team, except you're a team up in heaven. That's their belief system with his daughter. You look after each other and I look after the kids down here. She believes in her mind, one of her coping mechanisms, and that's fine, and her belief system and her faith system. But even though her husband isn't here anymore, that's the team. And she will manage the team down here while he manages it. And I love that as an idea, as a concept. And most people cannot manage the team down here, because we hide things and we don't have open and honest conversations. And now is the time. We're in 2020. We're in, you know, life is not getting easier, folks, unless you take control. There's nobody that's going to be there and go, do you know what? Don't you worry. Here's a magic wand. I'm going to make life really easy for you. There's nobody sat around waiting to help you, right? The only person who's going to help you is you. And so now is the time for you to step up and go, do you know what? Dan's got a point. Let's start planning what I want and where I want to be, what do I want life to look like, and let's start putting that in place. And that will do us for today. Hope that's useful for you. Let me know how that goes. We're back live on Monday with the Business Growth Show. Come and join me for that. I think we'll probably do some training in that. But hope you're listening on the podcast. Welcome if you're watching on YouTube. And if not, if you're not in the Mastermind group, come join us in the Mastermind group, because we have some engagement in there and people are coming up with different ideas and so on. So you can come and join me there at the Mastermind group, which is daniellatter.co.uk/mastermind. Other than that, have a good weekend. We're going away for the weekend, spend some time with friends in the nice sun here. Hope you have a good one. We'll speak to you on Monday. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.